I made you some
unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Unsportsmanlike content.
Content.
Content that's unsportsmanlike.
Okay. Other items of the day. Content is what we call it. And Joey, man of schedule predictions in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now presents us with said content.
Minnesota didn't just win last night. They won by more than 24 points. They travel back to Minneapolis up 2-0 on the defending champs. Are they your new Western Conference favorite, or should they be the favorite to win it all?
Well, if they play defense like they did last night,
dude,
ain't many teams that are going to beat them. That was impressive. Impressive. Here's another question for you.
Okay.
Who's your... I mean, they don't do a playoff MVP, right? They do that in hockey.
Just the NBA Finals.
Who's the playoff MVP right now? Is it Anthony Edwards or is it Jalen Brunson? Four straight 40 burgers.
Yeah, now if you not to do the whole, like, are we talking about most valuable or best? I mean, if you want to talk raw value, I think the Brunson might be the answer to that question. Best player so far, though, in the playoffs, I would probably say Ant. By the way, the odds on the FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code 1620. Celtics are now the championship favorites at plus 100. The T-Wolves are plus 290. They are second. And obviously, the Nuggets are falling. I think they are definitely the favorite now to win the West. Still very young, but it's like we talked about it yesterday. At what point do you just need to forget about the idea of arriving, or is this too soon? No, they're really, really, really good. By the
They've
way,
made it.
I mentioned Woody Page, not Woody Hayes, in our last segment. He wrote, remember that Indiana Jones movie Temple of Doom where the villain would reach in and grab a person's heart and pull it out? That's exactly what the Timberwolves did to the Nuggets last night. He also said it was the worst Nuggets performance since 1974. No idea what happened in 74, but last night was bad. Last night was horrible. The game was over essentially by the end of the first quarter. Domination, and especially what they did to them in the second quarter. Brutal. Brutal.
So what do you guys think of the illegal screen called on Indiana's Miles Turner in the last 12 seconds of the Pacers-Knicks last night? Stan Van Gundy called it a Broadway acting job by New York's Dante DiVincenzo. It was reviewed and upheld by replay. What do you think?
I thought it was a moving screen, and I thought so when I saw the replay. If you want to have the debate of should you call it that late versus not, like, I understand why you would feel that way, but I thought it was a moving screen. So I thought that call was right. They screwed up the kick ball.
The kick ball.
That was the one that was the bad one.
And once again, let me get on my soapbox about replay in sports.
Oh, that's not what the question was.
Why can we review a judgment call on a foul, and we can't review a kick ball? Why is there no review for a kick ball?
Odd. Very odd.
Because
because at that time you couldn't challenge it because they were out of challenges. But yeah, why was it not like an auto review?
I'm not a big fan of this whole instant replay thing in the NBA. It sucks.
I think it's horrible.
It's really bad. And then you get that awkward moment where it looks like the referee is placing his order at the bank. Because he's got the little fisheye camera on him, and he's up there. And according to replay, we're going to uphold this call.
I'm happy that I think a lot of people hate it, but I'm happy you hate it too. I think it's so awkward and weird. It's very awkward and weird.
Speaking of the NBA, news continues to come out regarding their future TV deal. On Monday, it was reported by John Oran that Amazon would get the play-in games in-season tournament as well as the conference finals every year. They'll also take over the NBA's Friday night package, which had been with ESPN since the network got games in 2002. Still no news on NBC versus Turner. Thoughts?
So, all of the conference finals?
By the way, correction.
Or just
on
an alternating conference?
They would get one every other year.
So either East or West.
So I believe then that the other...
Would it be like they have with Turner, where yes. TNT has the West and ESPN has the East, and then it flips back and forth?
But in this world, ESPN would always have it, and then Amazon and, let's say, NBC, they would switch back and forth.
Oh, I see. Well, Charles Barkley was wrong. He thought he'd find out about the Turner thing last Friday, and it didn't happen. There is a real quandary. I know it's just a pregame show or a studio show, but it really is more than that. Because for a lot of people, inside the NBA is a gateway into the sport. Some people just watch that. They don't even watch the games. And to lose something that has now become this iconic could actually be a detriment to the league. I get it. It's not the games, because that's what you get paid for. I mean, Turner's contract doesn't force them to have this pregame show. They do it because they want the inventory, and, well, it's obviously a really good show. But I do wonder how different the presentation of the sport will be if that show no longer exists.
I think that we'll miss it. I don't think that it'll be like a detriment to the league, because I don't think it's bringing in viewers to the league, maybe to watch the show.
I do. I think it's bringing in viewers to the league.
Not to the degree I think that you can pass up the revenue, though, right?
No, but, I mean, if all things are equal.
I think it's going to NBC. I don't think it's going to... I know that was probably something you guys talked about last week, but I don't think that it will be on Turner anymore. Interesting that the NBA will not be on ESPN a whole lot then. So that sounds like they're also getting rid of, like, the Saturday night thing, that somebody else will probably have that, because, like, there's ABC Saturday night games after the NFL season. Friday night games, as Joey said, they've had that since 2002. So they will only have Wednesday. It's kind of like what's happened with baseball. You remember, John? Gosh, the majority of my life, baseball was on Sundays on ESPN, on Mondays on ESPN. For you, it was on ABC back in the day. It was also on Wednesdays. And now it's just Sunday night baseball. They do not have any shoulder programming outside of, you know, highlights within SportsCenter. They do like a Baseball Tonight pregame show on Sunday. But like Baseball Tonight, like it was when I was a kid, is long gone. It's like, what could we see something similar happen with ESPN and their NBA coverage too?
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Bo Polston, a 2026 QB out of Indiana, committed to Toledo Monday over offers from Georgia, Michigan, and others. Holy Toledo. No way this holds, right?
I would say no, and I would say that about almost every quarterback that commits this early in the game. 2026, we're so far away from this. By the way, what's interesting...
He's 1,000% committed.
Oh, okay. So what's interesting to me is on his 24/7 page, because this article that Joey sent us earlier, great work by Joey from the Toledo Blade, it mentions those offers from those schools, Georgia, Michigan, Washington, Virginia Tech, etc. 24/7 does not have any of those offers confirmed. They do have confirmed offers from Indiana and Minnesota, so a couple of Big Ten schools, and West Virginia, but Georgia's not even on this page. So I'm very confused, like, how real were those offers? Are those offers even a thing? And I guess if they're not, then this is less of a story than it initially kind of comes across in that article from the Toledo Blade.
Now, he's only going to be a junior this upcoming season.
Yeah, like he's a sophomore in high school, like right now, right before the end of the school year.
But for someone who supposedly is this kind of a prodigy, he was a sub 50% passer last year.
Yeah, I'm not really buying how good
this kid is. There's something stinky about this whole thing. Maybe there's not really real offers out there. I don't know.
That's kind of what I think.
J.J. Watt is keeping the door open for a return to football, saying, "I told D'Amico last year, don't call unless you absolutely need it. But if you ever do call, I'll be there." And he knows not to call unless he absolutely needs it. "This is the last year I'll tell him that, because I'm not going to keep training the way I've been training." Do the Texans make the call?
No, but ma'am, that would be an... especially now that CBS is clearing the deck so that J.J. Watt can be one of their stars on their new studio, on their NFL Today show. I would think they would want a commitment from him saying, no, you need to stay right here. He's not coming back. J.J. Watt is not coming back.
Took a full season off. A full season off.
Ndamukong Suh is quite the trend center, isn't he?
He really is. And look, I understand it. You don't want to go through training camp. You don't want to go through all the stuff in the offseason. You want to keep your body away from getting hit that much. But unless he is still... I mean, that guy was a workout machine when he was in the pros. Unless he's doing anywhere near that, and he has been since he retired. I mean, first of all, I don't think he'd be in good enough shape. Second of all, no, I don't think he's going to do that.
According to Camp Giselle, the supermodel of ex-wife of Tom Brady was not happy with the numerous jokes about her failed marriage. At the Tom Brady roast Sunday night, she was reportedly deeply disappointed by the disrespectful portrayal of her family on Sunday evening's roast show. Should she be deeply surprised?
Deeply surprised that other people would bring it up? Absolutely not. I will say this, and do you have the numbers? Or are you going to give us the numbers of what Brady was paid? I am... Maybe I shouldn't be surprised anymore because you're about to give me the numbers, and I don't know what they are. I was surprised that he agreed to do this, mainly because this was going to be a joke over and over and over. Their relationship, their divorce.
Yeah.
I understand her not appreciating it. I am deeply surprised that Tom Brady agreed to it. So I guess I will agree with her from that perspective. I'm still stunned, but how much was he paid?
$30 million.
Never mind. Not surprised anymore. $30 million?
$30 million.
Goodness gracious. That is so much
money. To sit
there
for a couple of hours and get roasted.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
It's a good gig if you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, his friends seem to have a good time.
They did. Lots of laughter.
$30 million. I wonder how much they paid the roasters.
Good question.
$30 million. $30 million.
In case we needed any reminding, here are 2x4s driven into the side of a Hampton Inn in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, after last night's devastating tornado that hit northeastern Oklahoma.
These are... the boards are literally driven into the side of the building. They're hanging out the side of the building, through the wall, through the outside wall of this Hampton Inn. I saw video last night of people who were in this hotel when it got hit. And just how frightening it sounded. But it was a awful, awful storm.
It's been insane. Like, the last week and a half, 2 weeks, has been bonkers.
Barnesville, Oklahoma got not totally wiped off the map, but a good chunk of it.
I saw a video, a drone footage earlier today. It's awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, this has been a very, very rough spring. Thankfully, none of that around here tonight. At least not expected.
Yeah. Knock on wood.
There was a shooting outside rap star Drake's house last night that left the security guard wounded. While authorities aren't connecting the shooting to the ongoing dispute between him and Kendrick Lamar, are either of you familiar with what's going on here?
You're supposed to fill me in, Youngs. What is this about?
I'm not confused. Familiar with that.
Well, I know that they continue to record songs about each other.
So how did this start? Who got on whose bad side?
Don't know. Don't know that. I know that...
Was it just somebody dissing another person's song?
I listened to one of the Kendrick Lamar songs yesterday.
And?
He calls Drake a pedophile in the song. Johnny says that word. He doesn't like dance around it.
Wow.
At one point, he says something about the notes that he likes, and it's A minor. A minor.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what's going on here, but lots of people are talking about it on Twitter. Seems like a big deal. It makes me wish that I was into hip-hop still, because it seems like something that would be fun to talk about with people. But I don't...
Does it?
Yes. I like talking about things with people.
But... Two rappers going back and forth and just making fun of each other? Is that...
I mean,
really
a basketball game has people dribbling up and down the court trying to get the ball into the hoop. If you boil anything down to its very essence, John, it's all weird.
Well, I understand that, but I don't...
You've argued with people on Twitter before. This is the same way. It's just they're singing about it instead of arguing on Twitter.
Are they really singing?
I mean, they're rapping about it. Oh, are you just judging them because they're doing rap? So what if this was like Van Halen versus...
Is the music any good?
Versus the Scorpions. If they had...
Well, first of all, it was Van Halen versus the Scorpions. Van Halen would win because the Scorpions suck.
So, like, you'd be okay with it from that perspective, though. If they were singing with guitars and drums.
I just like to listen to the music. I don't want to hear musicians squabbling. It usually creates bad music. See, I remember when the Macho Man dropped a diss track on Hulk Hogan.
Yes, that's who we need. We need the Macho Man.
Well, he's dead.
May he rest in peace.
He's dead probably because he dropped his diss track.
Mm.
But it's just, I don't know. Every time I see people tweeting about Drake, I'm like, we're talking about the Bulldogs here? What's going on?
Mm.
It confuses me a lot as an old person.
Apparently.
Usually when I see something about Drake, it's usually the Drake curse in sports.
That's right. When he roots for a team, John, they usually suck.
Oh, does he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, coming up next, it is What's for Dinner?
Hell yes.
On 1620 The Zone.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Crust is good on your pizza, not your ass.
I will eat your ass first.
He's tough as a Woolworth steak.
And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, like, going out to eat.
Ah, what's for dinner? What a great segment.
Fantastic segment. Had spaghetti and meatballs.
Ooh.
The wife makes chicken meatballs.
Oh.
Very spicy chicken meatballs.
Oh.
And they're baked.
Oh.
They're very good. They're delicious.
All this sounds very interesting. Is that you? Are you ringing over there?
No.
Doesn't this person know you're still on the air?
Apparently not.
So do you know what you're having tonight?
No.
What did Joey have last night?
Pizza.
Yeah, had some pizza last
night. That's what I'm having tonight. I got to go to Costco to get a couple of things, and I'm like, Costco pizza's awesome. I like Costco pizza.
It's not bad.
It's only 10 bucks.
It's not bad.
So I'm getting some Costco pizza.
Had to do a quickie tonight because the Celtics are on in 5 minutes.
Oh, so what are you doing?
Just going to honor Nick and grab a couple hot dogs.
From where?
I got some at home.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going somewhere specific. I don't hate that. Got the game on.
Just because the Celtics are on?
He's a Celtics fan.
Yes,
look at his shirt. Big, the Celtics are the balls. No, the Celtics are balls.
That's not true.
Yeah. I think it is.
Now,
what do you got?
I'm not going to be insulting this time. Because I know how sensitive and snowflakey the Popeyes cult is.
Here we go. Here comes the In-N-Out cult.
There's no In-N-Out here.
Oh, our fries. They're so good.
Well, they are.
They're fresh.
Why are they good? Because they're fresh. Okay, what's good about them?
Because
they're fresh.
Because they taste good and they're fresh.
No, they taste like garbage.
That's all we need.
Trash. Trash fries. Anyway, what do you got?
Apparently, your restaurant.
Tell this person to stop calling you. We're on the air.
Is
another minute.
They're introducing a new chicken sandwich.
Okay, I'm out on this. I want that known.
It's called the Golden Barbecue Chicken Sandwich.
Nah. Don't want it.
Are you sure about that?
I would like to give it a try.
I mean, don't like cheese on my chicken sandwiches. Isn't there cheese on it?
The Golden Barbecue Chicken Sandwich features their all white meat chicken breast, pickles, brioche bun, and golden barbecue sauce.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Customers can add bacon and a slice of Havarti cheese.
See, I don't want cheese on my fried chicken sandwich.
Well, then would you do it without the cheese?
I don't need the barbecue sauce. I like the spicy buffalo or the mayonnaise. Yum, 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 yum. Daddy's home, lick, lick, lick. That's what I say when
it's
I get Popeyes.
So
Popeyes home, lick, lick, lick. You say I'm stupid?
No, it's just... Why didn't they make it out of the spicy chicken breast? That's all I asked.
It's because they wanted the... I don't know.
Because they wanted to put my slime on my damn sandwich. That's why.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in on Popeyes doing barbecue.
Yeah. Stay to your lane. Great food that is awesome. Don't care about the service.
Right.
Spit in my face, Daddy.
Okay food.
Okay.
Served by people that hate you.
That's fine with me.
And spite you.
I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm used to people hating me that I like. Mm. It's okay. What do we got tomorrow?
A Wednesday Grum with Dumb Debate.
Let's do it.
See ya.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.